Both East Perth and Peel Thunder are seriously reviewing whether they want to continue the alignment arrangements, the partnerships with the two AFL clubs here in Perth. It's extremely doubtful. Certainly won't go beyond 218. And the WA Footy Commission is quite willing to support that, because where it will grow into is an 11-team WAFL competition. If some waffle club or clubs haven't passed on or merged, but it's more likely after 2018 at the latest that the waffle competition is an 11-team competition with the nine existings, and West Coast and Fremantle having their own teams in the WAFL as West Coast Eagles and Fremantle reserves teams.
A couple of questions for you. Peel Thunder, why would they be wanting to get out of the deal? They've just won a premiership under that alignment arrangement.
They want to try and grow as a club on their own. And don't discount that it's very awkward managing and juggling and also being run by the Fremantle Footy Club when you're trying to be your own club.
And secondly, Perth Football Club, obviously West Coast, are moving out to that facility, yep. So there's no room, you don't think, for an alignment potentially to happen there as opposed to East Perth?
No, well, I think Perth would have to become a much better run organisation, much more professional outfit for West Coast to want to have an alignment with them. But it could grow in years to come, as long as if West Coast are running it. But I'm getting an impression that the WA Footy Commission and even the Waffle Clubs, if this escalates, that the alignment arrangements could die. They've got February as a deadline. Both East Perth and Peel have to announce in February whether they want to continue the five-year contract beyond 2018. And I'm convinced that come February, I think it's very strong that both clubs will say they don't want to continue with it. The Footy Commission will accept that. West Coast, I don't think, are that keen. They're quite reluctant for this to subside, to die, the alignment partnership. I don't think Peel are too concerned about it at all. I think they want to try and rebound and regroup and then grow again as best they can as a club on their own. So we'll have two AFL reserves teams in the waffle. Okay.